Arizona Senator John McCain on the line. That's not hot at all for Arizona, is it?
No, not indeed. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good to talk to you again. First of all, the first issue we have with you is your Arizona Diamondbacks put a thumping on our Cubbies last night. What was it, 13-3?
Yeah, I watched part of it, and they certainly had some very fortunate hits. And I watched Mr. Sosa didn't do too well, but he's fun to watch when he strikes out. He's
fun.
Amazing. He's an amazing athlete.
Yes, he is. Well, it's fun.
But I guess we're even now. The Cubs won the night before, and I guess tonight will be their rubber match here. We got Randy Johnson, the big unit, up on the mound tonight, so it might be worth watching.
And that scares me.
I've never seen anybody pitch like he does. He scares the daylights out of people.
It's a blur.
He would, me too. But look, the overall record the Cubs have got is really remarkable. All the Cub fans out in Mesa where they do spring training are cheering for him.
Yeah.
Maybe not tonight, but the rest of the time.
Yeah, that's true. Out there in the Valley of the Sun there, what do they say, about 20% of your population out there is transplanted Midwesterners, Chicagoans?
At least. And in order to get a ticket to one of the Cubs games in spring training, you practically have to park cars, seriously, in order to get a ticket. The Cubs games are by far the most popular games of all the league the Cactus League teams that are out there.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm looking forward to coming to town either tonight or tomorrow, depending on our votes, and talking the city year gathering, and also we're going to have an interesting aviation hearing, too. So we're going to have a fun day in Chicago tomorrow.
Well, I'm telling you, Senator, that issue, the airport, the whole issue on what we're going to do, where we're going to do, are we going to build, what we're going to build, it's been dominating the newspapers here all week long. Is this no longer a local issue? Has it become literally a national issue now?
Absolutely, Spike. It is without a doubt. I mean, I go through Chicago O'Hare all the time, and so do millions, literally, of other Americans. And you know, I was just looking at a briefing memo that I had here. I don't know. Do you know that scheduled traffic at O'Hare meets or exceeds the airport's good weather capacity for 3.5 hours of the day? I mean, that's good weather,
mm-hmm.
and exceeds adverse weather capacity for 8 hours of the day.
Mm.
In other words, you are almost guaranteed, even on a good weather day, some kind of delay at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Well, millions of Americans go through Chicago O'Hare Airport, and the number will continue to go up. And so it is far more than just a regional airport. I mean, problem. Now, clearly, the problem is driven by local interests, or at least exacerbated by it, depending on which view you take. But it is clearly a national issue because, as we all know, things are going to get worse before they get better as far as the congestion in our air system is concerned.
I think that's the point I was trying to make. I was talking to Tom, our news director, early this morning. We were talking about the whole thing here, and we're wondering, is it time for the federal government to literally step in and take over this mess because of the significance of O'Hare? I mean, when O'Hare burps, the rest of the country, or even the world sometimes, has indigestion.
Absolutely. You've got flights from Chicago O'Hare all over the world. Let me just mention one other point here. The FAA expects to add about 6% to O'Hare's good weather capacity and 12% to its adverse weather capacity over the next 10 years. That's the good news. You know what the bad news is? The demand is expected to increase by 18% over the next 10 years. So even though some things are happening, new terminal, some improvements and all that, it still is not going to, if everything goes as planned, which it never does, we're still going to have increasing problems there. Look, rather than have the federal government step in, I'm a proud conservative, and I don't think the federal government should step in. What I'd like to see is for an agreement between the governor, the mayor, the local congressman, the people in the area who are involved. And the airlines themselves, who are playing a major role. United and American are also playing a very major role in their opposition to the building of a new airport. Fairly well-informed, not real well-informed opinion, I think you need both to expand O'Hare and build a new airport, because when you look at the numbers of increased air traffic, then that's about the only way, over time, that you're going to you're going to handle the issue. But again, what would be the ideal situation? The governor, the mayor, the local authorities, the airlines sit down and say, okay, here's what we need to do. Then I guarantee you, Spike, they come to the federal government for funding, they'd get it in a, if I may use the phrase, in a New York minute.
One of the things that I don't understand in my little simple brain, I go out there at the airport sometimes in the morning, and I'll see 30 planes lined up on the runway going to New York at 7 a.m., and I know they're not all going to get there when they're supposed to, and they're not all going to leave at 7 a.m.
Especially since LaGuardia and Newark are the only two airports that have more delays than O'Hare.
has deregulation worked? Has it worked?
Overall, yes, because we have lower costs, we have more people flying, and etc. But what the promise of deregulation was that there would be always new entrants and new competitors into the system. That hasn't happened, and only a couple really have been successful of new entry to provide the kind of competition which would keep fares down. Now, one of the reasons why they can't compete is they can't get a gate. In other words, they can't get a landing or takeoff slot at so many of the major airports, which would generate revenue. So that's really a big problem. We also, obviously, we need to pour more concrete all over America, not just in the Chicago area. But finally, we need to upgrade our air traffic control system, which is antiquated, to say the least. Now, there's Herculean efforts going on, and a lot of promises are being made that we will dramatically improve the air traffic control system, but having lived through a period where they wasted, I think, $4 billion on a system that never worked, there's reason for skepticism.
Senator McCain, I'll let you go in a second. A couple of quick questions, just your quick thoughts on
sure.
this. The White House or the Pentagon today, I guess, is going to announce that Vieques will no longer be a range for practice bombing. Where are we going? What are your thoughts? Good move, bad move?
Well, I'm very concerned about what I understand is they're going to appoint a panel to try to select a place that can replace Vieques. Anybody who knows this business knows there is no replacement for Vieques. There is no place on Earth that the United States could possibly use where you have the capability of coordinating a marine amphibious landing and the close air support and exercises that are necessary to maintain our readiness. There was a referendum scheduled for some months from now where the citizens of Vieques would vote as to whether they wanted the United States to remain conducting these exercises there or not. I would have liked to have seen the vote take place and see how they feel, or the referendum. I don't quite understand this process, but I'm looking forward to an explanation.
Final question. Everybody knows one of the most well-publicized dinner reservations was yours at the White House. I want to know, first, was the food any good, and what do you do after dinner? Do you still talk politics, or do you go play Parcheesi or something?
Food was good. Shortly after dinner, we left. It was well after 9 o'clock. I know that's not late for some, but the president has a very full schedule. But we spent a couple hours, more than a couple hours together, the four of us, and it's very congenial. We sat on the terrace there before dinner and had a drink, and it really looks, I mean, that's the most marvelous view in the world, looking down the mall at the Jefferson Memorial. It's quite a place to visit. Made me a little nostalgic.
Oh, yeah. Well, Senator, thank you. I do appreciate your time in town tonight, maybe, but tomorrow for sure. And
yeah.
We'll...
Could I just mention one more thing
sure.
in closing, Spike?
Mm-hmm.
What we really need is all of the interested parties to sit down and make some kind of concession for the greater good of the people of Illinois and this country. That's what's going to be necessary if we're going to break this gridlock. You could have the federal government edict and order things to happen, but that's not the way we'd like to see it. This thing resolved.
I agree, Senator.
Thanks, Spike.
Thank you for your time.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Senator John McCain, who's in town tonight, depending on voting times, I guess, in the Senate today, but tomorrow for sure.